So yeah, it's about obviously acknowledging the past harms and really coming to terms with that history, but also figuring out how we can create justice for Indigenous communities in the present.
The first thing that comes to my mind when I hear the word reconciliation is decolonization.
I like actually using the word reconciliation.
I think it includes recognition of history and what has happened in the past, and it also includes looking forward to the future and how we can make things as good as possible.
To step out of your comfort zone, to confront your unconscious bias, and to enter into the world of the other.
Hi, I'm Heather Peters. This is Reconcile, Everyday Conversations, a podcast from Mennonite Central Committee, Saskatchewan. Sarah Buhler is a law professor in Saskatoon who has researched how the justice system works for or fails marginalized groups. She works closely with community-based organizations, and I got to know her better through a collaborative research project on telephone access in provincial correctional centers. So I wasn't surprised that in our conversation around reconciliation, Sarah dove into the current systemic injustices facing Indigenous communities. I'm here with Joel Craker, who has recorded and edited this series. What was a highlight for you in Sarah's interview?
I have two highlights, actually. First, connecting reciprocity with reconciliation. The idea that there is an inherent giving and receiving that needs to happen in order to make relationships right. And second, that Sarah was cautious about how we viewed grace within reconciliation. She challenged us to really sit with the discomfort of doing reconciliation work.
We invited Sarah into our home and around our dining room table to talk about five questions. How would you define reconciliation? What experiences have led you to this understanding? What is the role of grace within reconciliation? How would you invite people onto this journey? And finally, why is reconciliation important to you? Let's listen to her reflections now.
My name is Sarah Buhler. I am the mother of three kids. I'm a Mennonite, and I have some deep connections with the Mennonite Central Committee, actually. I grew up in Thailand as an MCC kid, so my dad was the country representative for Thailand, and my mom was the country representative for Vietnam as I was growing up. And I then actually did a two-year MCC term in Winnipeg after I finished my first university degree. So I feel connected to MCC. Currently, I'm a law professor at the University of Saskatchewan College of Law, and the work and the research that I'm interested in is learning about how our justice system works and how it fails to work well for members of marginalized communities, thinking of ways to improve that our justice system. I've been thinking and reading quite a bit about reconciliation, discussing reconciliation quite a bit with both Indigenous friends and colleagues and non-Indigenous friends and colleagues over the past while. I definitely feel that I don't have expertise, but I'm thinking through some of the questions and what's involved with reconciliation. One of the things that I've been thinking about recently and learning about recently is the problem I think that can come when discussions of reconciliation focus mostly on past harms that have been done and then trying to sort of absolve or kind of get past those past harms. Although it's really, really important to learn the truth about our history and to really pay attention to that, I think what sometimes is missing is a discussion and a sort of confrontation of the current and ongoing harms that are being perpetrated on Indigenous communities and the ongoing nature of colonialism in Canada. There's so many examples of that. So if you look at the crisis of availability of water, inadequate housing on so many First Nations, the over-criminalization and over-incarceration of Indigenous youth that is going on throughout the country and really specifically in Saskatchewan. If you look at disparities in education funding, health inequities, like the list goes on and on. So the examples are all around us. And I think it's important to challenge ourselves to see that as demanding justice on those issues is the current work that we need to do if reconciliation is going to be something meaningful. So yeah, it's about obviously acknowledging the past harms and really coming to terms with that history, but also figuring out how we can create justice for Indigenous communities in the present. I've had quite a few different opportunities and experiences that have helped shape my current understanding and the current questions and the learning that I'm doing about reconciliation. One sort of ongoing example is I'm involved with a community legal clinic here in Saskatoon called CLASIC, Community Legal Assistance Services for Saskatoon Inner City, and it's associated with the College of Law. And so I'm involved with a program where law students work at the legal clinic and are engaged in working with clients on legal issues that they're facing. One of the mandates of the clinic is to prioritize the needs, the legal issues of Indigenous clients. And so we work really directly with many, many clients who are really, I think, experiencing the ongoing impacts of colonialism and the ongoing trauma that bring them to the clinic. So people facing trouble with the justice system, policing, prison, housing problems, homelessness, and so on. Our clinic works really closely with Indigenous elder, so our students learn about law and justice issues from the elder working with her, and I've been obviously really fortunate to also have that relationship and that learning. So I think my work with CLASIC has been very central. I'm also engaged in research and community-engaged research projects, and a lot of the work that I'm doing brings together different community organizations and CLASIC as sort of a key partner on different justice-related research questions. And so those questions have also brought me into dialogue and discussion about different issues relating to reconciliation. I've also had different teaching experiences, collaborative experiences with colleagues and students, where in one example we had a class called Wakotawin, which means kinship, relationship in Cree, and I was one of the facilitators of this project that brought together university students and members of a group called Straight Up, which is an organization that works with former gang members in Saskatoon, almost all of whom are Indigenous. We came together in a class experience where we discussed issues of justice and injustice, and it was an incredible learning experience. Along the way, I've also had the privilege and the opportunity to have friendships and relationships with Indigenous colleagues and friends. I hadn't until this interview really thought of the concept of grace and how that how I've experienced that. But upon reflection, I feel like I've always experienced incredible graciousness in all of the things that I've talked about, all of the different collaborations and projects and relationships. One of the things that I've learned from an Indigenous elder that I've gotten to know really well is the importance of the principle of reciprocity in relationships, which really has to do with giving and receiving relationship. And I found that's incredibly important. But, you know, I was also thinking about this in terms of, I think sometimes we think about the concept of grace, I don't know, but as this feeling of just like peace and sort of that everything's okay. And I actually don't know if that's something that's in the end what we need right now. We need to be uncomfortable and we need to be unsettled by this work because it's really challenging and it's really uncomfortable. So I don't know. I think a lot of the times I feel like I'm just really learning and I'm really kind of bumbling along. So. So I feel like I can't really give anyone sort of specific ideas because I actually think that everyone needs to figure out sort of where they're located, what their history is, and look for relationships and ways to start engaging. And there's no sort of set path for that, I don't think. But I guess I did have a couple of reflections. One is what I mentioned before, and I think that the thinking about reconciliation, thinking about these questions can be pretty uncomfortable, it can be unsettling, it can cause us to have to confront some uncomfortable things. I think for Mennonites in particular, you know, in Saskatchewan and elsewhere, there could be some very unsettling sort of things that we discover about our history. One of them being, you know, our ancestors came, in my case, from Russia, fleeing persecution, but they came to Treaty 6 territory north of Saskatoon and settled there. And I don't think they knew it at the time, but just at the time that they were being promised religious freedom and the freedom to educate their children in their own traditions, and they were also given and promised land, which became the sort of source of prosperity and well-being for them and their communities. That was exactly around the same time that Indigenous communities were being dispossessed and moved to reserves and residential schools. This system of residential schools was starting all around that same time. So I think that's an uncomfortable and it's a problem for us to kind of try to grapple with. I think we have to learn that history and I think we have to kind of be uncomfortable with it. I think that learning and growth can happen when you're uncomfortable. I also was thinking that it's important to look for ways to be an ally and to work in solidarity with the work that Indigenous communities are already doing. There is so much resurgence and incredible things that are going on. And so I think it's not too hard to find places to try to support or get involved with. And I think it's important that our work involves relationship building and a commitment to reciprocity, because that's where I think transformation can happen when you're, you know, in a relationship and you're receiving and learning from that relationship. And then the last thing I think sometimes people think about reconciliation in really just personal terms, as if it's just something that we can do personally, and I think that is important. Relationship is important, but I also think it's incredibly important to call our governments to account and actually see it larger. I think it's political and it's structural, and it requires us to take that kind of larger action as well. For me, it's important to think about reconciliation. I think maybe most practically and fundamentally because the work I do is so engaged with these questions that you can't think about the justice system in Canada or in Saskatchewan without confronting ongoing colonialism and ongoing harms that are being perpetrated by our justice system on Indigenous people. So I have to do it because that's the line of work that I'm involved with. I'm involved in the kind of work I do because I'm interested in justice and creating and being part of trying to work towards a more just community and a more just society. And I think, like, frankly, in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, in Canada, if we care about justice, we have to be thinking about reconciliation.
In our conversation with Sarah, she emphasized how she still has so much learning to do. But I believe she gives some really concrete places to enter our own journey of reconciliation. First, to learn our own story, then to be an ally and work in solidarity with Indigenous groups, and finally, to advocate to governments. She notes that reconciliation is political and structural.
Sarah emphasized that in the story of her Mennonite ancestors, they benefited, probably unknowingly, from the government's racist policies against Indigenous nations. I think it's really important that we not get sidetracked by the past, like Sarah said, but to take our knowledge of past wrongs and use it to shape our present actions, how we relate to each other. She really calls settler Canadians to learn more about current living situations and struggles of Indigenous people in Canada. We need to do better at educating ourselves on the many issues facing Indigenous populations. For example, Sarah talked about the overrepresentation of Indigenous youth in Saskatchewan. A report from Statistics Canada this summer noted that 92% of male youth and 98% of female youth admitted into custody are Indigenous.
Wow. Sarah talks about organizations like Classic and Straight Up, which work at walking with people through the justice system and helping them stay out of it. We have links to these organizations, as well as articles about Indigenous overrepresentation in correctional institutions in our show notes, or contact us at mccsk.ca for more information. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more conversations on reconciliation. This has been Reconcile, Everyday Conversations, a podcast from Mennonite Central Committee, Saskatchewan. Thank you for listening.